If not, I can grab it too. Okay.
Okay.
You ready? So change the format a little bit. Thanks, Sierra. Helped me. So, you know, had a little excitement in it. So sort of already passed the first two, but talk about February. Here we are today. And then we discussed what we're going to be doing in the next council meeting with the utility rate study. And that's taken a lot of time. Some of our staff worked a lot with Public Works and then Bowen and Collins, so I think that'll be a lot of good information. Some other things that I'll be working on, got the supplementals for capital and operational. They were due last Thursday. So working on getting the narratives in a so that you can review it and then put them in a spreadsheet format. So, and we'll be looking at March 3rd. To look at those, start looking at those. Other things that I'm out doing is asking about any medical increases or our property and liability insurances. So working through that so we can know what, you know, how that's coming as we're looking for monies to do raises, operational increases, those type of things. Other thing is we did just change our fee schedule. That was mostly parks and rec, so, but the departments, I'll send that out to them early next week, and I ask them to review that for anything that they need to, if they want to propose any changes there. So then we head into March, like I said, supplementals, that first meeting, and then on the 17th, we'll discuss utility rate increases again after we've kind of digested that rate study, and then we'll start bringing that one pager. And for Dustin, the one pager is sort of revenue on the left, what's new revenue. And then on the right is the expenses that we're going to try to fund with that new money. And so we'll bring early on, it's not balanced as we move forward, whether we look for raises, operational. So we'll work through that. You'll see that a couple of times.
It does not show where we had a negative budget last year,
$500,000.
Yeah,
just to be clear.
Yeah. Yeah. It does not show any of that because it didn't happen, right?
We had a moment with
yeah.
the president.
Yeah. So April, our meetings are a little later because of spring break. So we'll meet a little
generally
bit.
Generally in April, we meet the second and fourth Tuesdays yeah. because of spring break and Utah League. Yeah.
So those two things. So a little bit late. Like I said, we'll probably look at the utility rate increases again, and we'll look at the one pager. Just as we move forward, for sales tax right now, I don't even have December numbers, and that's it's 60 days.
Wait, you don't have what
numbers? Like December, like Christmas numbers. Right. I won't get those till like in 2 weeks.
Okay, got it.
And so like my sales tax right now, yeah. like I don't, you know, so hopefully everyone spent a lot on Christmas. So that's just a little bit as that keeps moving. By April 28th, we hope to have our plan and that we're balanced and we've been able to do that. We're required by state code to adopt the budget. Our first meeting, which our meeting is May 5th, and we adopt the tentative budget. And then we have through May and other meetings that we could continue to discuss. We are required to have a public hearing. So in June, we try to do that the first meeting, and then we adopt our last meeting so that we can have a adopted budget. I threw two other timelines on there. If you do a truth in taxation, which is to raise property tax, you get more time, and there's different rules for that, but you do have to have your budget adopted by September 1st. So just kept those on our time frame, and then if we want to have our budget certified, we have to have that to GFOA 90 days after we adopt a budget. So it's 90 days whenever we adopt. But we usually try to get it done. I think we almost got it done like the first week of August. It's just nice to get out of the way because the audit's coming. So we were about 2 months ahead of schedule this time. So that was good. So any questions on that? And we'll talk about this each meeting, and if we change some things, or then I'll just edit it and put it out there for you.
So just, this isn't much different than how we've done it. Yeah. Probably the big difference this year is that we do have a full-blown rate utility study. Yeah. In the past, we just put an inflationary number in there. This one, now we've done studies and looked at specific projects. So we'll roll that number out, those numbers out. And keeping in mind, a consultant is going to look at this in a non-political manner. So they're going to give you a number, and then we'll have a discussion where the council is comfortable. And if there needs to be changes to those numbers, we can talk through what that means. So really, the 17th of February, we'll have a big discussion, and that will be the start of where we're going to be at on utility rates. I'm hoping we have that tied down by meeting in April. And then in March, you'll get the supplemental request, which is going to be the request for both operational and capital. And we'll make recommendations to you as staff, and then you can tell us if you're okay with that or if there is any changes you want to make. Okay, let's take a break. Let's take a bathroom break. I think when we get back, the first order of business, I want to open it up to council. I have it last on the agenda for you guys to talk about things on your mind. I want to get that done sooner rather than later so that we don't, if we run into a time crunch, we can push other things to another time. So let's take a couple minute break, and then we'll come back and we'll discuss city council.
You created the